Rabbi Zilberstein in the Sefer Barevna has an interesting shaila. He says someone broke into a shul, a Beis HaMedrash, and they desecrated everything as well as the Sifrei Torah, and they were lying on the floor b'bizayon. And the shaila was, the police were coming, the police were there, and people, and they said don't touch anything on the crime scene because they want to be able to catch the people who did it. So it was a big tumult. Like, what do you mean? We're going to let the Sefer Torah Mutav be there b'bizayonos? So what should they do? The shaila was, is it best to leave the Sefer Torah on the floor, or can you pick them up? So Rav Zilberstein points out, we find a situation as well where we find even a much bigger bizayon. And because of the situation, we see it, in other words, in the big picture, it's covered, even though on the small picture, it's bizayon. Like, he brings a raya from the story in Shoftim, in Yudtes, about the story of Pelegish Begiva, where she was brutally murdered by the group of people, as it says. And what did they do? The husband sent different parts of her body to the different Shvatim in order to get them to avenge her death. So that was Bakumba Ase they did it. How much more so this Shevi Altasa? Or Ramosha writes as well by Pelegish Begiba that certain situations, that's a cover, not a... In other words, even certain times it could be physically a bizayon, but the big picture, it's actually a cover. I mean, and to me comes the tshuva of the No de Yehuda, that we know normally Nivel Hameis is a very serious Isser Daraisa, a biblical prohibition. And yet, the No de Yehuda writes that we have two clear case exceptions to the rule. So one is, say, if you have a chol amilafan, if you have someone who's sick, you have an infectious disease, someone comes to the hospital and dies, and then someone comes in 5 minutes later with the same symptoms, or today it doesn't have to be the same hospital, it could be a different country. Depends how long it takes, so that's pikuach nefesh. Or he writes, let's say someone got murdered, and now the only way to put the murderer in jail is to do an autopsy. So we say that's the ultimate kavod ames, to let the person go loose and kill other people, and even if not, it's to let him listen, it's the biggest bizayon. So we permit, at first glance, a bizayon of, we permit nivel ames, but we consider it's the ultimate kavod. So to here, it's the ultimate kavod that you end up finding the criminals who did it, so obviously, clearly this to be punished for what they did, as well as that they shouldn't be able to do this again. So therefore, the proper thing is, if the police need it, or whoever the situation needs it, that the Sifrei Torah have to be b'bizayon, so we have to do it, like we said by Pelegish Begiva, because as we know from the Chasam Sofer, that there are three levels of Kedusha. It's Kedushas HaMakom, Kedushas HaZman, and Kedushas Ayuv. Kedushas HaMakom is a Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMedrash, a Mishkan. Kedushas HaZman in Shabbos. And the Kedushas Ayuv is the Kedusha of a Yid, a human being. So we learn now from the juxtaposition in the Psukim that this, as important as Binyan Beis HaMikdash is, it's not Docha Shabbos. We learn from the Mishkan, from the juxtaposition of the Psukim. So we see Kedushas HaZman takes precedence over Kedushas HaMakom. However, the Chasam Sofer points out, let's say someone's life is in danger and it's Shabbos. So we say, Machal Shabbos, go drive to the hospital, go call the doctor, whatever you have to do. So what do we see the Chasam Sofer? It was every Jew is holier than the Beis HaMikdash. Because if Shabbos is holier, takes precedence over the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, and our life takes precedence over Shabbos, so how much more so it takes precedence over how much more so it takes that every Jew is holier than the Mishkan. And that's why. So therefore, if by Pelegesh Begiva we see even they could actively do, that could have been Horasha, they actively went ahead and did something to get so we could avenge the death. So, and it's a human being, how much more so in a Sefer Torah, we're all walking Sefer Torah, that one would be permitted to leave the Sefer Torah until the inspection is finished, so we could catch the crooks and then put the, and go fix up the Sefer Torah.